From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments.
Good morning,
or questions.
Everyone. Now, stepping all over my own lines, welcome to the program. This is O'Neill from Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio high in the mountains of North Georgia. Welcome to the next 2 hours for the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country. So it's very highly qualified. Welcome to the program, everyone. We have a lot of things to do, a full schedule today, and there's one thing that you will not hear anything about. There will be no politics on the program. Have you had enough? I certainly have. So now we can spend our time discussing more profitable things, more enjoyable things, the outdoors and your experiences in it. The upcoming deer season, fall fishing, a great number of tips today, radio prize package, and several things to point you to this morning. Number one, not necessarily in this order of importance. Number one, that you can listen to this program on WSB. That's 95.5 WSB and AM 750 on the Sports Broadcast Network. That's right, SB. Sports Broadcast Network all over the country from stations from Maine to Seattle to L.A. throughout Texas, the Midwest, and all the way to Florida. And you can watch O'Neill Outside on Fox Sports, the Pursuit Channel, and so many other places. It's almost sickening. It's all on what they call the VOD networks. Beyond that, I would point you to our website at O'NeillOutside.com. At the bottom of that page, you'll see a ship. Yeah, and it's in the Arctic. Yes, it's in Alaska. Yes. Next summer, we are going on a trip to Alaska from Seattle up to the glaciers and all that on the Lynn Canal, and I would invite you to consider that trip. We're going to go, and I think you should also. But beyond that, we have 2 hours of outdoors headed your way. You may call us at 404-872-0750 or outside the Atlanta calling area, it's 800-972-8255. That's 800-972-8255. We have a lot of prize packages, things to give away, and things to talk about. And this is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings, 4 to 6, and we'll be back. We have a couple of things to get to, then we'll start taking the calls. It's my privilege to tell you that this program is brought to you every Saturday, because without the sponsors, there will be no show. Real Tree Camo, Tough Shed, Stripling's General Store, the Whitetail Institute, Arctic Ice. Yes, indeed. Once you get Arctic Ice, you won't buy any ice anymore. CVA. Furminator, Quality Deer Management Association, Stellville Heating and Air, and Appalachian Gun, a fabulous gun store here in Jasper, Georgia. And this camo, it's called Thiessen. It's actually called Thiessen, but it's spelled Thiessen, T-H-I-E-S-S-E-N. It's in Real Tree Edge, and if you'll use my little, the spelling of my name, O'Neill, then you'll get special discounts. You bypass all the retailers. You buy it directly from the manufacturer. Then finally, we're sponsored now also by Rocco's. I'm going to go to Rocco's tonight. Okay, we got that out of the way. We have a busy schedule this morning. We have the radio prize package, the gift card, the Medal of Honor tribute, the facts to confront the anti-hunter. We have the guest book. We'll tell you all about that. And the whitetail hunting tips from QDMA, and a very interesting input with regards how to improve your accuracy, something you may not have heard of. And then one more thing, a correction that I made last week. Someone had written in on my website at Facebook, and you can watch this show live on Facebook at O'Neill Outside. Someone asked about the armadillo or armadilla and asked about whether it had or carried the leprosy bacteria. I said no. That was incorrect. The armadillo does have evidence of the leprosy bacteria. Now, I'm just going to amateurly comment that if you make one of those a pet or have one of those for dinner, then the chances of you getting that bacteria will go up dramatically. If you don't, then you don't. So, let's get to our first caller here. He's calling from Marietta. It's Bob. Bob, good morning. This is O'Neill. You're on the air. Welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, Bob.
Okay, first I'm going to apologize for my voice quality.
That's okay. I can hear you. I'm fine.
I have a question about possums and a statement about squirrels.
Okay.
Can possums climb?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Possums can live in the trees, and they can hang by their tail on the limbs. Yes.
I've got a 4-foot high chain link fence, and a few times I found possums in my backyard.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know if they could climb or not.
Yeah, they can climb. You betcha. They're,
okay.
You know, it's a possum is a rodent. And he's very talented.
Okay.
And very resourceful.
An amazing fact I thought was the fact that I've seen a squirrel go through one link of the chain.
Oh.
It's amazing that they have that perfect, you know, vision and if they can squeeze their body a little bit small enough to go to one link of a chain.
Well, you're making some terrific observances there, Bob. You really are. That's great. I wish I had a video of the squirrel doing that. That would be funny. I know rats.
Yeah.
I'm told by our critter getter people that a rat, a house mouse, can squeeze under a door or a space 1/8 of an inch wide.
Wow.
That's how they've lasted so long, sir.
Yeah, I bet.
Since the last ice age, somewhere in the territory of 11,000 years.
Okay, good to talk to you.
You bet. Glad you called, pal.
Thanks.
Have a great
Thanks.
You bet. Have a great weekend. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Here's a surprising tip for getting ready for the deer season. I know now, of course, that you will go to, as I do, to Appalachian Gun to sight in. Okay, I have a new rifle. I need to sight in. I'm bore sighted. The scope's mounted. I need to go to Appalachian Gun. They've got a 50-yard range there, and I will sight in. Terrific. I'll be nice and set up. I'll have the necessary props so I can make great shots and tune that scope in, okay? But here's a recommendation for you. If you go to some of the ranges that the Georgia State Parks, wildlife management areas, down to Charlie Elliott. We're going to talk about Charlie Elliott in a few minutes. But here's something that I want you to do. You all set up on the target, and you have it zeroed, okay? Do this for practice. Shoot from the prop, shoot from the stand, shoot bullseye. Then stand up and shoot freehand immediately. Because you may have to do that during your deer hunting this fall. If you make a bad shot, the deer jumps, the deer moves, whatever the case might be, you may have to stand away from your secure props and make a second shot. You would do well to practice that. It may get the deer. It may be more humane for the deer. But in any case, practice that and make sure that that gun is zeroed. Okay? And then we have other tips about that sort of thing too. So we have many things to do. I'll save the prize packages till the second half of the program. I want you to put those, you guys in Georgia, I want you to put something on the schedule. Write down the Charlie Elliott Wildlife Center. Charlie Elliott, he's an old sports writer. Deceased now, and he was fabulous. Charlie Elliott Wildlife Center. Then look it up on the internet. Because weekly there are classes for children about how to hunt, how to fish, how to become more acquainted with wildlife. That Charlie Elliott Wildlife Center is an education center. And I'm sure if you live in Tennessee, the Carolinas, Alabama, wherever the states that you can hear this program all over the country, I'm sure your Department of Natural Resources has places like that. And wouldn't that be better than having the kids stay home all day and play on their iPads or their cell phones? It would be, wouldn't it? And one of the things I want to be sure and tell you about at Charlie Elliott, and again, this is probably repeated all over the country, is they have a program in the late October. It's Becoming an Outdoors Woman. And we need that. We need more women in the outdoors. We need more women to understand the outdoors because there's so many more women that operate a single family household. And they need to be able to and enjoy it and be able to show and escort and host their children in introductions to the outdoors. If they don't know about it, they won't do it. Becoming an Outdoors Woman. Charlie Elliott Wildlife Center, the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, State Parks and Recreation Areas. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. We have a couple of calls, and we will get to those calls upon our return. You're listening to, and hopefully watching on Facebook, O'Neill Outside. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Short break. 25 after the hour. Got a couple of things to get to, and we will get to those right now. We've got the guest book coming up, but first, since he's been cold and holding on quite a while, let's go ahead and chat and put Mike from Covington on the radio. Good morning, Mike. This is O'Neill. Welcome to the show.
O'Neill, long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you doing today?
Just fine. And you looking forward to the hunting season?
Well, that's kind of what I call it.
Okay.
I'm in a position now that I'm disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more into fishing. I was born because of dove season. That's a long story. I'm not getting into that. But, you know, I'm disabled. And I'm just trying to see if maybe there's an outlet for people who still love it that just can't do it as far as physically, you know, maneuvering.
Right. I understand. Well, there are several organizations that you'll be able to find on the internet that specialize in that sort of thing. But I would tell you that I would... With a simple inquiry at a sporting goods store or a retailer near where you live, either by telephone or a visit on your part, I am quite certain there are some deer hunting clubs in the Covington or that area of Georgia that would welcome the opportunity to take you deer hunting.
Well, today we're getting out of our heat wave. And
yes.
I'm more fisherman.
Yeah, okay. And, well, same thing. I tell you what,
yeah.
I would bet if you telephone the people at Charlie Elliott, I'll bet.
I got to cut you off. I'm sorry, O'Neill.
Sorry.
But please tell the people, Charlie Elliott, right down the road from me. Charlie Elliott, they have an astronomy thing they put on there for the kids. My daughter, I taught her to fish on Charlie Elliott. All right? They have kid-only ponds on Charlie Elliott. But they have an astronomy thing out there that the guys set up, you know, telescopes. And they have a thing at night. So they do a lot more than just the hunting, fishing, things like that. They do have, it's science, it's everything. It's everything
Charlie Elliott, it is a marvelous place. It's not as extensive as the Go Fish Center down in Perry, but they do marvelous activity, outdoors women, and so on. And let's make this a lesson for everybody. Ready? I have a question for you.
All right.
Where does the money come from that supports Charlie Elliott Wildlife Center and the rest of the wildlife centers and all these education programs for children and women and so on? Where do you suppose that money comes from?
Private donations.
And private donations is part of it, but the answer I'm looking for is it comes from outdoorsmen. It comes from hunting license sales, excise taxes on gear, permits, licenses, and so on. We, you and I, as license holders,
who is yours?
You bet. We do that. That's where that comes from. Please let me know about your progress on being aided with your disabilities on fishing and hunting. Would you do that?
I'll certainly do that. And real quick, I woke up and I'm waiting on my omelet to get started because I'm sitting here. And I woke up to you on the armadillo thing.
Armadillos, how about that?
Armadillos can, like human beings, contract leprosy. That's where that rumor started. They can contract leprosy just like humans can.
Yes.
And that's the only other animal that can. Mm-hmm. And that's why everybody's like, armadillos have leprosy.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah, and just a slight correction, just that we understand each other. They don't have leprosy. They carry the bacteria that can cause leprosy.
All right.
Hey, man, thanks for calling.
Buddy, be good.
You bet. It's always a pleasure, sir. There we go. 404-872-0758, 800-972-8255. Let's speak now to Shay. And Shay is calling from Indiana. Good morning, Shay. You're on O'Neill outside.
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Great. Well, you know, in the past you've talked about how easy it is to get a kid into hunting with a 410 and go chase you some squirrels and rabbits.
Yes.
I'd like to know what your favorite squirrel meat recipe is.
All right. That's easy, okay? Number one, boil the squirrel.
Yep.
Tenderize him by boiling him, okay? And then after that, cook him, fry him in bacon grease and flour.
All right.
And he'll be really good, I'm telling you.
Well, I'll go ahead and share mine, too. I like to take it a little different direction. Use a pressure cooker to, you know, tenderize them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you save them juices, mix it in, and make you a gravy. Add some vegetables and make you a pot pie out of them.
Oh, man, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to hear what your favorite was.
Well, I'm a simpleton, okay? I keep everything as simple as possible. But you know, that pressure cooker idea is a good one.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're very tender after all of that. And I tell you what kind do you have cornbread when you have a squirrel?
It's pretty pretty hard to beat some good cornbread with that, too.
That's it.
But I do like me some good pie crust if it's made right. And you throw a little vegetables in there, then you don't feel so bad after eating a big old serving of it. So.
Hey, listen, thanks for taking the time to call. When does the deer season open in Indiana?
It opened this month here on the 1st of October for bow season, and then firearms is the 16th.
Okay, and how long does it last?
How's it looking? Well,
how long does it last?
It's only like 2 weeks for firearms.
Okay.
But it'll go all the way till, I believe, January 5th.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, if you do the bow and muzzleloader. So definitely a muzzleloader is a good idea to have in Indiana.
You bet. And they're muzzleloaders now, and then I'll shut up, but they're muzzleloaders now. One of them, CVA, makes one called the Paramount. And that is a muzzleloader I would encourage you to take a look at, because that's a muzzleloader that's accurate to 300 yards.
Well, I've been telling a buddy of mine about all that, and I'm trying to encourage him to get a muzzleloader. He's going to have to borrow a firearm from me this year, but I've told him you can get one for a pretty reasonable price, and
yes,
you could take it anywhere and hunt anything in the U.S. pretty much.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I have taken game from Canada, Alaska, Wyoming, Montana, and Africa, all with a muzzleloader.
That's awesome. I'd like to join you on that, but I've got to find the time.
I understand.
Maybe a little bit of money too, but
absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, and I love how you encourage people to get their kids out there, and people that are interested in hunting, there's nothing stopping you from getting into it, you know.
You betcha.
At any age.
You betcha. It'll last. The thing is, a youngster, male or female, that understands the outdoors and is exposed to it, and you don't have to go fishing, you don't have to go hunting, you don't have to pull the trigger, you don't have to kill anything, but if you understand the outdoors, then you become more of a complete, long-lasting involvement in the outdoors. It lasts a lot longer than high school.
Any other sports than you can do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll be 76 years old this week. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it more and more every time.
Well, happy birthday to you. And I didn't know that. So that's
an old guy
in itself, you know.
That's right.
Well, you hang in there. I know that. So.
You betcha. Hey, listen, thanks for calling. I want to hear more from you guys up there in Indiana and Illinois and Ohio. I want to know more about the outdoors and fishing and hunting in that part of the country.
Well, I'll try and have some updates coming your way here. I'm going to get out, shoot some squirrels, and
good.
Ready all my equipment for firearm season, so I'm ready to go.
Well, you got some great things to look forward to. Thanks for calling, pal. You
have
bet.
A good one, O'Neill.
You bet. You too. This is O'Neill, 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and 800-972-8255 worldwide. That translates to 800-WSB-TALK, T-A-L-K. And all over the country and all over the world, you can use that 800 number and be in touch with O'Neill. And we have the guest book mail when we return. You're listening to O'Neill Outside, and maybe watching O'Neill Outside on Facebook, and you can watch it throughout the week on Facebook also, O'Neill Outside, if you don't get sick of it. Got a couple of calls here. We want to get to those because we appreciate people taking the time to call. Then we'll get to the guest book, and I promise we'll look at that. Who's up next? It's this one is Craig is calling. Where are you calling from, Craig?
Evans, Georgia, O'Neill. Evans is about 15 miles northwest of Augusta. It's really a bedroom community.
Okay.
About 10 years ago, I took my grandson's dog across the road into the woods over there. I let him off the leash and let him run through the woods.
Uh-huh.
And the last time we went over there, he started acting real funny, barking and all. And I looked over to the right, and there were two animals over there. And I thought to myself, my first thought was, what are those German shepherds doing out here in the woods? And instead of standing over there together, one of them took off and stood right in front of us, and the other one went all the way across and got over at about a 90-degree angle on really opposite where they had been, and acting real funny. My dog was acting real, real funny. I mean, he wanted to get at him and all. And I thought to myself, yeah, I said, damn, I thought that was mighty strange. And I said, you know, were those German shepherds or were those wolves? And I went down to the old Evans Diner and was talking with a hunter down there. And he said, you know, we do have wolves over here in this part of, you know, the country. You know, people don't like to talk about it. But are there any wolves in Georgia?
I would tell you that no. You don't. What you had there that day was probably two male coyotes.
O'Neill, these things were too big to be coyotes. I mean, these were big.
German shepherds?
I know what coyotes look like, but these were big.
Were they German shepherds?
I don't think they were. They looked like German shepherds. I'll tell you something. I took the dog right then. I got him back on the leash, and we came back home, and I never went back over there in those woods. I mean, and we loved it. He loved it, and I loved to go over there and walk. But I said, I wasn't going to get over there with animals like that in the woods.
Absolutely. I would be amazed if they're wolves.
Okay.
But it could be. I mean, you know, it's a lot of territory and a lot of forest and a lot of woods. And an animal like that can really be slick. And he's a wolf, a coyote. Those are night critters.
Yeah, I got you.
So they're only active at night. It could be maybe somebody from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources or a wildlife officer may give us a call and tell us whether it's probably wolves from Evans, Georgia.
Well,
who
let
knows?
Me ask you something. You reckon they could have been feral or German shepherds or something?
It could be. If they look like German shepherds, maybe they were. I would be less surprised if they were German shepherds than wolves.
Okay.
I mean, a wolf, people, you know, we don't ever see them, okay? A wolf, a male, and you'd be able to tell if he was a male by how he was carrying his tail, okay? If his tail was up in the air, then he was probably a male, and a male wolf will sometimes weigh 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And the matter of fact, I read that the timber wolf can weigh as much as 170 pounds.
Good Lord.
But those wolves are Arctic wolves, Northern Canada wolves.
Okay.
All antlered animals and predator animals are larger the further away they are from the equator.
Okay.
They have to be bigger to withstand the winter.
I got you. Look here, I tell you, I really like your emphasis on outdoors and all. I'm not a hunter or a fisherman, but I just love the outdoors, and particularly this time of the year. I mean, I take my little puppies up to Clark Hill, and it is Lake Thurman. It's gorgeous up there this time of the year.
Oh, boy. Well, we've got a great fall coming up, and we finally have the temperatures that support it.
You know, well, do you know what the temperature here in Augusta was yesterday?
No.
101.
Oh, my goodness.
The day before it was 100.
Oh, my goodness. Well, today maybe it'll be in the 80s.
It is. You take care, O'Neill.
You bet. Glad you called. Hey, let me know about that, will you?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. You bet. See you soon. There we go. There was that call. Now, let's go, before we get to the guest book, let's talk to Matt. He's calling. We've got Matt coming up right now. Matt's calling from Cumming, Georgia. Good morning, Matt. Your own O'Neill outside.
Hey,
welcome.
How you been, brother?
Lovely.
Okay, a couple things. First of all, you're going to be, what, 39 this week?
Yeah, double that.
Number two, I think, you know, your last caller with the shepherd slash wolf slash coyote. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I was deer hunting. First time I ever archery hunted, actually, in a small patch of woods. And I had two chase, there was a small four-pointer that ran in front of me, and there were two huge, I mean, they looked like Chewbacca from Star Wars, right? And I then did research because I was so taken aback. They could be koi dogs that he saw that were a hybrid, you know, half coyote, half domestic dog.
That,
you know,
could be. I'm surprised I didn't think of that. That might be a terrific explanation. And the proper terminology is koi dogs, right?
Yep. When I saw these, they had like almost like, you know, werewolves in London bangs. You know what I'm saying? They were like nothing I've ever seen before. And it just so happened that year I shot three of them, and it was just like it was just inundated. And apparently, I guess the story behind that is a strong male coyote has his way with a female domestic dog, and therefore the offspring becomes whatever it could be. You know, I mean,
yeah,
you know how all the different breeds of dogs are. So I could, it looked like just about anything.
That's
you know?
I'm glad you called about that. That could have been a koi dog.
Right, and the ones I saw were definitely 75 pounds or more.
Okay, so, that's probably what it was. I hope he's still listening, and he probably is. That's a good explanation, and I appreciate you calling and telling us about that.
I love to hunt coyote. Like, I love to do that. And the thing is, those koi dogs, they're much more aggressive, potentially, from what I've learned. And coyotes, you know, they're so slick, and they're, you know, like you say, you got to trap them. To get rid of them. I mean, you know, they come being near and try to smell you once, they'll never come near it again. So they're pretty amazing, pretty smart animal. But boy, they wreak havoc, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're really affecting the whitetail population now.
Sure. And what about turkeys? I think they're pretty bad on that too, aren't they not?
Yes, they raid the nest.
Right. They like those eggs. Is that it?
Yes. Raccoons, possums, and coyotes.
I'm going out to Lanier to try to actually see if the outside temperature is less than the water for the first time.
It will not have fallen much, but we've got it started.
Right, exactly.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to Lanier today to a children's crappie fishing tournament at Boulding Mill Park.
It's at Mill Park?
Yes, Boulding Mill.
Bowling Mill, huh? Maybe I'll drive by and beat the horn.
Yeah, come on by. I think about 100 children are involved in a crappie tournament.
Is it like a place where they take donations and stuff like that?
Yes.
For like cool. Maybe my brother-in-law and I will stop by and we'll
give it a try.
A couple singles in the bucket. You know what I mean?
Okay. Good idea.
Hey, listen. Have a great birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy your new centerfire. From what I understand, it's a great rifle.
There you go. Hey, that's a good call. I'm glad you called that. Koi dogs.
Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
You bet. See you soon. 49 after the hour. We've got time for this, I believe. Let's talk to Tony, calling from Monticello, Georgia. What a great little town. Monticello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, you're on the air.
So I would like to know, where should I hunt at this morning? I'm hunting at Oconee National Forest.
Okay.
Right off of Fellowship Road and SR-16.
Okay. Have you been into the property or the wildlife management area before?
Yes.
Okay, so you know where you're going.
Well, I don't know exactly where at.
Okay.
They do have fields. They do have dove fields here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen two deer a couple weeks ago, like opening day. I've seen two does, and but I let them walk. But they was right here by the beginning of the property at the bridge.
Okay, I would tell you to do two things. If you have some fields or food plots there, hunt the food plot area that's closest to water. Number
area
two,
closest to water.
Okay, number two, if not that, then your second choice is to hunt high in the morning and low in the afternoon so that the wind and the air movements will help cover your scent.
Okay.
High in the morning and low in the afternoon. The air currents will help cover you.
Well, I'm ready to hunt.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. Now you got to call me next week, Dan, and let me know what happened.
Oh, I will.
Good deal. Good luck to you.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Thanks a bunch here. Okay, I'll see you soon. Good luck to you, Tony.
Okay, bye-bye.
You bet. There we go. It's 51 after the hour. I've got a couple of minutes to get to the at O'Neill Outside in the middle of the homepage. You'll see the guest book. And I invite your notes, your letters.
I'm Channel Traction News meteorologist Brad Nitz. Mostly cloudy through the weekend.
Uh-oh. Now we're back. Okay. Hey, you with me, Cody? Corey, I mean? Sorry. Okay. From Brian Ledbetter in Ocala, Florida. He says he loves the shows. It's great hunting in the U.S. instead of all the foreign countries. And it's not about killing the biggest animal and catching killing the biggest deer. Everyone has a bad luck. And O'Neill, you show that on your program. Yes, I do. So Jeff Reed from Dallas says, my wife and I enjoy your show. The Big Green Egg cooking is our favorite. My wife wants an egg now, and now they tried Swaggerty's sausage, and it is their favorite. And if you try Swaggerty's sausage, I guarantee you that will be your favorite also. Ed O'Neill from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I was missing your show, but I found it on the website, and he watches it on YouTube. Well, thank you very much, Ed. Michael from somewhere in Georgia, he's recovering from surgery, and he's immersed himself in hunting shows. He said, I stumbled across your television show, and I DVR'd it. I never have seen a more well-hosted quality program. We need to send that guy a check. Okay, and then John is calling, writing from Arlington, Virginia. Any special lube needed for a muzzleloader in very cold weather to get the best accuracy? A clean muzzleloader is more accurate. Clean it. However, before you load it for your first shot after cleaning, you need to fire a primer through it. It will shoot better and more accurate if it has just a tiny little bit of a dirty barrel. This is O'Neill, and I'll be back.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take away.
In seconds.
Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in.
Talking about letting the cold in, the temperatures have fallen to normal levels here in Georgia and around the southeast. It's going to feel so much better today. So Gail and I will be going to Rocco's tonight for dinner. I'll probably eat wings. So I'm going to give away a Rocco's $25 gift card, okay, so that you can go to Rocco's. The first caller with the correct answer to the following question will receive a Rocco's gift card. I would imagine that somebody should call from Cartersville or Blue Ridge or Ellijay or someplace around close by so you can use the card, okay? And here is your question. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. So, the question for the $25 Rocco's gift card is the following. What is the city of my mailing address? Ooh, interesting, huh? I made that because people will know and you can go to Rocco's. I may see you there at Rocco's tonight. Will you be there? Gail and I will be. It's time for us to go out to dinner. It's about 20 miles from here to Rocco's, so it's very, very special occasion. We've got another hour of outdoors headed your way. We have the radio prize package list. We have the Medal of Honor tribute. We have several things we can talk about over the next hour. I hope that you'll stick around and join us. This is the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country, and you can participate and via telephone and listen on the SB Nation and WSB 95.5 WSB and 750 AM all over the country, and watch us on Facebook. So we'll get to repeat all this stuff pretty soon, I can tell you. So the question is, you call those numbers. What is the city of my mailing address for a gift card? This is O'Neill. We'll be back.
News,
weather,
traffic, 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
I'm Robin Walensky, live in the WSB 24-Hour News Center with our top story this hour.
This is a breaking triple team traffic alert from 95.5 WSB.
This is a red alert on the Interloop 285 eastbound at New Northside Drive, exit 22, a multi-vehicle crash all.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.